How do, bitch face? I'm Ghostwatch, and you're listening to The Lars. The Lars. Sorry, I thought I'd stress the R in that so you didn't get confused with defunct English guitar band The Lars of There She Goes fame. This is a long intro, just like my cock. The Lars!
Don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes.
The redcoats are coming.
Look out. Look out for those redcoats. Hey, guys. It's the Lars Podcast. This is Ben.
And Ralph.
And we're here to talk about anything but Lost.
Sort of.
Sort of. Sort but. Of.
But first.
But first.
Once again.
Talk about t-shirts.
Let's talk about t-shirts and the big golden ticket contest.
Which, if you didn't hear us last week, we announced that people that are purchasing our t-shirts for at least the next couple weeks or so will be eligible to randomly receive a golden ticket, which will give them instructions to contact us and then receive their special secret prize.
Which is no longer a secret.
We're going to spill the beans right now.
Right now. So go to shopsalmonade.com.
Order a Dharma Lars t-shirt.
Or two.
For guys or girls.
And girls. Oh.
Or and. Either one.
And get yourself a shirt and look for that golden ticket. Now.
The Goldenrod ticket.
If you receive the gold ticket, a couple things will happen.
Okay.
The first thing is essentially a grab bag.
Yeah.
Of Dharma Lars stuff.
Which is still kind of special and secret. We haven't.
That's going to be secret. That's still up in the air.
But we'll try to get the least crappy things.
Yes.
When Ralph told me that part of the plan, he was like, we'll get the least crappy things. I was like, that's awesome of us.
It'll be an awesome stuff full of Dharma Lars and Lars stuff.
Dharma Lars swag.
Also, in addition to not only having an awesome Dharma Lars shirt and a bunch of cool Dharma Lars / Lars things.
The winner will also receive... Go for it, dude.
An invitation. You go for it.
A chance to record with us on the show.
Not even a chance.
We will make it happen.
We will force you.
Whether it be calling in through Skype or...
Showing up to my house.
Showing up in Ralph's house if you're in the area.
If the gold ticket lands near my home.
Yeah. Or if this happens before Comic-Con, we can maybe even hook up at Comic-Con. You know, whatever.
But
that is the grand prize that goes with the swag is we would have you in as a third special secret co-host.
So in addition to all that stuff, you'll be able to join in on our movie reviews.
And
you will be able to let the world know a movie that you think that people should stick in their queue. You'll be able to join in the 3-minute debate.
The 3-minute debate.
And just pretty much bullshit with us. And
hopefully
have a blast.
So, I mean, just so you guys know, there's only one person who's ever done a show with us in the same area with us. And that was Jorge Garcia.
That's correct.
So that's pretty huge. We have had guest hosts. And we do have Seattle Jimmy, who's part of the show already. So
yes.
He's not a prize winner either, but that's out of bad. It sounds like I'm saying Jimmy's no big prize. I'm saying he's part of the team. He didn't have to win his opportunity to be with us.
Yeah.
There you go.
So shopsalmonate.com. For those of you listening on iTunes, click on the album artwork now, and then I'll take you directly to the store.
There you go.
It can't be any easier.
It can't be any easier. And think of how cool that would be. I think it would be fun. It's going to be fun on our end.
Yes.
Just hang out with some rando. Who knows which one it's going to be?
Yeah.
It could be Caesar.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
It could be Caesar downstairs.
He could walk upstairs and record with us.
So anyway, shopsalmonate.com. Pick up your Dharma Lars shirt and also send us pictures.
Send us pictures when you're wearing your Dharma Lars shirt. Wear it in a funny location. Wear it with a silly pose. We want to see the shirts in action.
Definitely.
And that's dharmalars@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Speaking of Caesar downstairs and people that we know in real life that listen to the show, I talked to Los last week.
Oh yeah,
Los finally stepped up to be our friend. I told you because of we mentioned him on the show,
Chopper style.
Yeah, hello. Why don't you be our friend? And we were talking about Comic-Con.
Yes.
He and Lenny are going to be staying in the same hotel that Ralph and I are staying in with Seattle Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking and engineer Jeff.
Yeah.
And we were talking about hopefully getting an adjoining room.
Yes.
Which would be fun if that could happen.
Yeah, Fireball Island.
Heck yeah, dude. Rooms. Fireball Island, shot style.
Yeah.
Every time your guy gets knocked over, you have to knock over a shot.
All right, we'll do that.
That'll work. And the announcement that just came out this week.
Yes, I just found this out mere moments before we started recording. I sent a voice message to Jay. I'm hoping he got it. The Lost panel,
which has traditionally
been on Saturday mornings, has moved to Thursday evening
at 5 p.m.
Yes.
So for those of you planning to come to Comic-Con, especially for the Lost panel, which I imagine, if we have anyone listening that is coming to Comic-Con, that would definitely be on their itinerary.
Yes.
Plan for that.
Definitely.
Which we're going to have to plan for it, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because every year we go to the Lost panel, and Saturday is usually the big day for Hall H.
Yeah.
Which is your Grindhouses and your Iron Man's.
Your Tenacious D
performing. It's the big deal.
The Serenity panel.
Yeah. And that all happens on Saturday. Usually you have to get there bright and early, and luckily you'll get in.
Yeah.
And it's like you're in there all day.
And like there's even been times where some of the best stuff is in the other big hall opposite from the one that Lost is in.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we're SOL because we have to kind of stick around for Lost.
Yeah.
Like
so,
we had to sit through, was it Invasion or Surface?
Yeah, it's Invasion.
Invasion, just to watch the Lost panel the first year.
Yeah.
So this will help with that.
This is going to be, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be tough for people to be there on Thursday, like listeners and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice for us to be able to go to the panel.
Yeah.
Very first day.
Take care of business.
Do our podcast reporting on Comic-Con on Thursday, and then have the rest of the weekend to do whatever we want.
To lose our underwear. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
It
puts a lot of pressure on Thursday, but it lightens up Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. So there's never been pressure on Thursday for us.
No.
So
it's cool. Yeah. I mean, I do feel bad for people that were planning just for the weekend in the first place.
Yeah.
Like,
just got Saturday tickets.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're kind of assed out. So hopefully that works out for everyone. One of our listeners last week, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, dude. It's been a while since I listened to the calls, but, one of our listeners last week suggested that we do some tips and tricks for Comic-Con. Did you want to do that now or like a different episode?
We will do a special pre-Comic-Con episode,
which is what we've
say
been,
the week before.
Yeah, we've been pimping that for a while as one of our Lost episodes.
Yeah.
One of our summer episodes that actually have Lost content because it's about Comic-Con.
And we usually record on Tuesday, so do you want to do it the Tuesday immediately before the Thursday?
Let's give them time. Like if
we'll do it the week before.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I think it's like coming up like 2 weeks from now or something.
Yeah.
I am now drinking a squishy, by the way.
Yes. Ben walked into my house with a squishy, a Buzz Cola, and a pink sprinkled donut.
That donut was awesome. The 7-Eleven near Ralph's house, it's not made up outside like a Quickie Mart, like the ones that you read about on the news.
Uh-huh.
But it did still have, you know, squishies and Buzz Cola. So I'm getting really fired up for that Simpsons movie. Did that trailer help?
And you're getting a sugar high. Yeah, every Simpsons trailer I've seen,
it just makes the case better and better.
Yeah, and now I know what the movie's about.
And now you'll go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
I don't know when.
Okay, it may not be.
My sister wants me to go see it with her. I told her I was going to be out of town, and then she suggested, and Stevie agreed, on the Monday we get back from Comic-Con.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I think I'm going to probably take a page out of your Transformers book and watch it multiple times. So maybe I'll come and see it with you guys that Monday as well.
Okay.
But yeah, we saw a trailer for the Simpsons movie. I actually saw it twice, but I think you only saw it once this weekend.
Yeah.
And it was
the first time.
Yet another trailer.
Well,
awesome.
Since we have three movies to talk about, and I'm sure there's one that we really want to talk about.
We should probably just get right into it.
We should probably get into the
movie. Let's do it. Yeah, let's talk about
it. Awesomely titled Movie Reviews. This is the section where we review movies.
You know, we have to explain that because people might not know what we say when we say movie reviews.
What happens in movie reviews is Ben and I, it's the summer season and we like going to check out summer movies.
You know, motion pictures.
We're going to tell you what we thought of those movies.
There you go. Now it's all laid on the line. Now they know.
So,
we have to come up with a rating system for this movie. You want to do Autobot and Decepticon?
Let's do... Let's do Rat Poison.
Ooh.
Or
Transformers.
Or Robot Lubricant.
Okay. Rat Poison being bad.
Yes.
Robot Lubricant being good.
Okay.
Do you want to go in order of how we saw them?
Let's go in order how we saw them. I did not see the first movie.
So I get to go first.
So you can don't have to sell me on it.
I won't.
Give a totally... unbiased review, or just give...
I won't do that.
Just give a review
on
it.
I'm fucking biased.
Just give me a review on what you thought of it and the good points, bad points maybe. And
okay.
Then based on that, I will see if I will stick it in my queue or go out and check it out.
Okay. Well, the first film I saw this weekend was Die Hard with a Vengeance 2. A.K.A. Live Free or Die Hard. And I have to admit I was trepidatious because, as we mentioned before... there was this whole kerfuffle on the internet about how it was rated R and then cut back to PG-13.
It was the opposite of Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, exactly. And remember how awesome it was when they went to make Snakes on a Plane R? We were so fired up on that. So for, you know, blue-mouthed sailors like us, it was really disappointing to see that they dropped it down like that. But
especially because it's John McClane.
Exactly. And the first three movies are outstanding. I'm a huge Die Hard fan.
Yeah.
And I would have to say that this is possibly the second or third best Die Hard movie.
Okay. I did get a message from Dylan. He said it was his second favorite Die Hard movie.
Dylan put it at second. My only problem with that is I have like a really close personal relationship with Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Uh-huh.
Like I really dig that movie for some reason.
I really dig Die Hard too.
You know,
which apparently everyone hates.
It's my least favorite Die Hard.
It's everyone's least favorite, but I love that movie.
I don't know what it is specifically about Die Hard with a Vengeance. Maybe it was the first one I saw in theaters. Maybe that's why I like it so much.
And at that time, you're a huge Sam Jackson fan.
Yes, that's very true. Because it was like 94, 95, right?
I don't know.
Something like that. It was a while ago. So, yeah, anyhow, this was a good Die Hard film. A lot of awesome action sequences. Uh-huh. John McClane just gets fucking abused, which is par for the course. Yeah. He gets annihilated in this movie. And he's different than like an Arnold Schwarzenegger action hero who would just get hit in the face with a Mack truck and then stand up. You know, McClane slows down as the movie goes on. It gets more bloody and more dirty,
uh-huh.
which is how it should be. Justin Long is great.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's not an annoying sidekick like you would think maybe some young kid teaming up with a franchise would be.
Uh-huh.
Because that's kind of the way things work sometimes.
Yeah.
But... in his case, he's just like another Argyle or another Reginald Vell Johnson or another Samuel L. Jackson. He's just someone swept up in the world of McClane.
Uh-huh.
McClane's daughter is the chick from Sky High, the technopath.
Uh-huh. And she's from Death Proof.
Yeah.
She was the cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly. She was all right. So all in all, good performances. A lot of great action.
Uh-huh.
Timothy Oliphant's cool. Now, bad things. The ADR in this movie was atrocious.
I assume that.
For those of you that don't know, ADR is additional dialogue recording. That's when they have to go in and record dialogue because for some reason they didn't get it on the day or they have to replace fucks with farts or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of scenes in the movie, and I hope I'm not spoiling it for people because... I know if I didn't notice that kind of stuff on my own and someone pointed it out before I saw the movie, then I'd be seeing nothing but that during the movie. So I hope I don't do that to anyone. But there are at least four scenes where it's just embarrassing how bad the ADR is. Like, they keep cutting to these wide shots to cover the master.
Uh-huh.
They cover to a wide shot, and Justin Long is, like, gesticulating like a Muppet, and his mouth isn't moving. Oh, there's no dialogue coming out, I mean. He's not saying anything on the audio recording.
Wow.
So that part was bad. There's no swearing, beyond the PG-13 level. So there's some shits and there's some assholes and stuff. There's some good. McClane gets some good cracks off on the main terrorist, which is another good diehard standard. And there's one yippee-ki-yay motherfucker, and it gets cut off, like it's hard to hear.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing. The reason it gets cut off made me drop my jaw and stare at the screen for 30 seconds because it was pretty awesome what went down at that time. So,
his head cut off or
take
something?
Take the good with the bad. No, okay. It was a takedown moment. He was taking someone out as he said, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. So he kind of cut himself off with awesomeness, but it was still a little disappointing. So overall, I would give it a robot coolant.
No, what?
Is
lubricant. Lubricant.
Robot lubricant.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Would I benefit more from seeing it in the theater or waiting for the inevitable R-rated DVD and watching it at your house on the huge TV?
You know, at my house in R-rated, you would probably end up liking it more.
Okay.
But there are some action scenes. Like, there's a scene where McClane is being chased by, like, an F-38.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And I think that would suffer a little bit. But I think on balance, if they do an R-rated version, I think it would balance off to be a lot better for you.
Okay.
Kevin Smith was in it.
Yeah.
As you probably knew. He was cool. McClane calls him Dump Truck.
That's funny. I'm
Settle
sure
down,
Kevin
Dump Truck.
I'm sure Kevin Smith... told them to call him that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, McClane has two awesome nicknames in that movie. There's a couple of others maybe peppered throughout, but he calls one guy Waxworks. He's all, shut up, Waxworks. I mean, I can never remember the line, just the nickname, but Waxworks and Dump Truck. So that was the first movie of the week.
So Robot Lubricant.
Robot Lubricant from me.
For Die Hard 4. Now, the second one, a movie that I think both Ben and I... laughed the hardest in the whole theater.
Yeah, definitely.
Was Pixar's Ratatouille.
And people maybe are listening to us thinking, what? Ratatouille? You guess when saw a kid's movie?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Pixar.
It's Pixar.
Those guys are good storytellers.
They've never let me down.
It's really funny because, like, we were in a audience full of children and families and parents and stuff, and they were getting like the big reactions from like the gross moments, but like the bizarre kind of little funny moments, me and you were laughing hysterically.
Dude, I could hear you laughing when the food critic had his flashback. I could hear you laughing so hard, and I was like, that's making me laugh even more because it's hilarious right now.
And it's we weren't sitting next to each other, so we had Stevie between us, so it wasn't like we were both, like, nudging each other
and
telling...
Hey, get a load of that joke, dude.
Telling little jokes or whatever,
but... It was just really entertaining.
I just laughed my ass off.
Do you want to give, like, a rundown of it? I mean, pluses and minuses, or...?
I really don't have many minuses.
It's got a Lost tie-in.
It's got a... Yeah.
Michael Giacchino, who does a lot of the music for Lost, if not
all of it,
all of the music for Lost, did the score for Ratatouille.
He did, and it's a very good score.
I think the one song that I would want to hear the most on a soundtrack to try to judge it would be the sequence where he's running around in the kitchen.
At the beginning.
At the very beginning, yeah. That was funny. You know that scene where he's running around in a kitchen? Oh, yeah, you mean the movie?
I really enjoyed the score. I tend to notice or pay attention more to that than probably your average viewer.
That's for sure.
Especially if it's someone I really like, I really tend to pay close attention. The animation was awesome. The characters were awesome. The way they make wet hair look now looks better than ever.
Yep.
The way that... the voice acting was incredible. I thought everyone did a bang up job.
We didn't even recognize Janine Garofalo.
No.
You know what? I was reading up on Ratatouille today on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Did you read that entry?
No.
Yet? According to them, it's like all this stuff, like the Pixar employees went to France for a week to see what it looked like there, and they ate at some of the top restaurants, and then some of them went to culinary school to learn about how a kitchen works, and they had a tank of rats, like pet rats, in the hallways at Pixar to study how they moved. It's like, it's already awesome enough to work for Pixar. Then they throw perks like that on it.
One of the things is, though, when have you ever worked on something, on one specific thing, for 4 years?
Seriously, never. So, I've never even had a job for that long.
Can you imagine, like, right now, someone just started working on something that has to be a complete success in 4 years?
Yeah.
And you have hundreds and hundreds of people working on it for
the whole
you.
Time.
So,
and how do you know what's going to be funny in 4 years?
I know, exactly.
That's why all the Pixar movies have this kind of timeless quality, is like they can't make a Hanging Chad reference, because by the time it would come out, it'd be like now. It would be like me making a Hanging Chad reference on this podcast. Yeah. So, you're right. I'm not saying I want a Pixar job, but it would be cool to have perks like that. Like, hey, I think our next movie should be about Hawaii and a Vespa. It should be about an intelligent Vespa that lives in Hawaii and gets blowjobs. So, all right, Pixar, let's get started on research.
Hey, sounds good to me. I definitely enjoyed this movie, and I definitely would give it a robot lubricant.
Yeah, I'd give it a robot lubricant too. I think we'd like to rank movies. I think I liked it better than I liked Cars.
I would put it very high up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to think of all the Pixar movies. I was telling Stevie ahead of time, Toy Story 2 is my favorite.
Really?
I think the whole Woody storyline was just awesome.
Like catching up with the other collectibles from his set. That is cool.
Yeah. But this would be pretty high up there.
Pretty solid. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to break through all of them, but I'll just say, Incredibles is my favorite. And this one was at least better than Cars, if not more. So, yeah, check it out. Bring the kids.
There you go.
If you have to bring the kids to a movie, at least you're going to be totally entertained the whole time.
Yeah.
And what I was telling Ralph this yesterday, I mean, we knew the whole plot. We knew the entire plot going into that movie.
Yeah.
And it was still entertaining the whole time.
Yeah, there was some story stuff that happened that I didn't see coming.
That's true, yeah. But I mean, you look at it and you think it's about a rat who wants to cook.
Yeah,
that's it, done. But it really can, they can really entertain you with it. So
yeah,
good work. Okay, that's it.
You ready?
Let's move on to the next segment.
You ready for the third one?
All right, let's do the third one.
This movie is this specific movie I've been waiting for 2 years.
Yes,
but as far as this becoming a movie, I've been waiting for 20 years.
Exactly.
And that is Michael Bay's Transformers.
In conjunction with the Hasbro Corporation.
Yes. And do you know that Michael Bay, Steven Spielberg, and Hasbro are the only ones that know what robots will be in the next two Transformers movies?
Really?
Yep.
So there's going to be two more?
Yes.
I will watch them both.
Yeah, guess who's not going to be the second one? I'm not going to say.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, so.
Transformers the movie.
Transformers, not the movie, just Transformers.
Just Transformers. You're right, right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Ralph got to the movie theater about 6 hours before the movie was supposed to start.
Just about.
He was that excited to see it. And you were second in line.
Yes. When I got there, there was a kid sitting down, and I said, oh, are you seeing Transformers at 8 o'clock? He said, yeah, but they haven't set up the little... barrier with the piece of paper on it.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. So I went under a tree and jumped on my computer. There was like a bench. And then at 3 o'clock, they put up the sign with the line barrier, and I
went and got behind the kid.
I got behind the kid and did it up.
It was really good.
It's hard for me to sell this to people that are against certain people behind the making of the movie.
If you're against Michael Bay or if you're not into Transformers,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be hard to for us to overcome that.
I know a lot of people are against Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I happen to be a fan of Michael Bay.
I know.
And people are like, what? Michael Bay, that guy sucks.
What? He's a hack.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I like good movies.
Right.
I like good directors.
Yes.
But
you can
I'm also a big fan of popcorn movies.
You like entertainment as well as films.
Yes. I don't mind. Like, we'll talk about Crank eventually in my Sticking in the Queue
segment. Man, that'll be awesome.
But then I also like, you know, movies like
The 39 Steps.
Or 39 Steps.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I like Hitchcock.
A lot of our friends, because we hang out with people that would consider themselves videophiles or film fans.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them went to film school and stuff. So there is this kind of prevailing air that if you allow yourself to say that you like Michael Bay, then that devalues your opinion. Because you're going for like McDonald's, for example.
I think the way I sell it when I say Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely have to explain myself.
Right.
But
if you can compartmentalize, like, I mean, I'm not like that, for example. Uh-huh. I don't compartmentalize. I like pretty much every movie ever made.
Uh-huh.
Because I just like to sit there and watch something happening, and that entertains me.
Yeah.
Like, almost nonstop. It's very rare that I give a bad review of a film. But
I'm not even going to get into it yet.
We'll talk about that one eventually. But for you, you can seriously say, look, this is an entertaining movie versus this is, like, a quality film.
I'm sorry that the critics don't like it, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. And Michael Bay, when has he done you wrong?
Pearl Harbor.
That's one.
That's one.
That was a really bad one. Don't get me wrong.
You know, it was funny. I was watching some older DVD, and before the movie menu came up, there was the teaser trailer for Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
God, that trailer is phenomenal.
It looks good?
Yeah, but too bad my memory serves me too well.
We went and saw that movie. It was not good.
No. But Transformers is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know Bumblebee is not a Volkswagen bug.
But Volkswagen's fault, so don't blame the movie.
But I got to tell you guys, it's fucking Bumblebee.
Bumblebee is one of the greatest characters in film this year.
When you see... It's not even when you see Bumblebee for the first time. It's the first time Bumblebee steps up and goes toe-to-toe with a Decepticon.
Yeah.
It's just the greatest movie moment I've seen all year.
I'm seriously considering getting one of those toys, the Bumblebee toys.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I'm not really in a mode right now where I need to drop $10 on a Transformer. He's such a great character. He's a lot of fun.
And I don't care how many times I've seen a trailer with Optimus Prime in it.
Yeah.
I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
But that moment when Optimus Prime rolls up on screen and just starts transforming is just like...
It was outstanding.
Absolutely incredible.
And there was some cool... I mean, the transforming, well, when they went from like car to robot mode or whatever...
Uh-huh.
I think that was a case where they could have fallen down, where it could have looked cheesy or could have looked like morphing. But it, I mean, as fast as it went, obviously you can't follow it, but it looked logical.
Yeah. Well, that's the nature of the movie is at first, when you first see like Bumblebee transform or Optimus Prime transform, they have a couple of shots in there where you can really get a good look at the transformation.
Yeah.
But once the action starts...
Then you can't follow anything.
You have to really, like Michael Bay's like... I want them to be driving at 100 miles per hour in a car chase,
yeah.
Jump up in the air, transform into the robot, and continue to pummel each other without slowing down the action. Just
exactly.
Bam.
And it really works. It works in terms of like the pacing and like just the building how awesome the movie feels and the action. Uh-huh. What doesn't work is it was too close.
Yeah, you get a lot of handhelds.
Yeah.
A lot of the action is tumbling right at the screen.
Yeah.
So it's really sometimes difficult to see what's going on.
I could have gone for a lot more wide shots, just like an establishing shot. Show me what's happening, and then bring me back in.
Yeah.
And the that's too spoilery. I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But I had one minor complaint that's spoilery, but you know that's everything we're doing is quibbling because we liked the movie and we're going to go see it again tomorrow.
In the digital,
I'm sure you're going to go see it again sometime this weekend.
I don't know. I'll see it tomorrow. I'll see how I feel.
You see how you feel after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go see it in a digital projection theater tomorrow morning.
What comes out next week? Or this week?
I don't know. Did everything just try to give License to Wed space?
Oh, no, that's what happened. It's Transformers comes out this week. I mean, it's a Wednesday,
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. We've already seen it, but
maybe I will.
It's this weekend.
Maybe I will.
And then I'm sure there's got to be something next week. I know. Tonight I'm going to go see Eagle versus Shark, so I'll tell you guys about that later.
Yeah.
But is there anything else more you want to talk about Transformers?
I don't know what I can talk about. I mean, you've seen the trailers. You've probably already made up your mind whether you're going to see it or not.
Yeah.
And if you're really excited about it, you've probably seen it by the time this episode's been posted.
That's right. That's true. But for those that were on the fence, because there's a couple of people like on the Blogspot that are on the fence, go check it out.
Go have fun.
At least get to a matinee.
And I just want to say Shia LaBeouf was awesome.
He was, yeah.
He was really good.
And it was funny.
It was really funny.
There's a lot of fun moments. It wasn't heavy, and it wasn't like too funny. It was trying to be gangbusters, you know, def comedy jam. It was just good mix.
It was really funny.
So
that definitely gets a
robot lubricant for that one. Steve Jablonski.
Yes.
Good stuff. He did the score.
Yeah, I enjoyed the score to that film as well. Bay definitely has his military music set in mind that I'm sure that Steve Jablonski just gave in.
Yeah, Bay's definitely got his fingers in the pot.
Yeah, when it comes to the military themes. But the other themes were really good. Stevie says she really didn't care for it that much, which, I mean, she knows Bay's music and is not a fan of the music in his films. But I told her that the sappy stuff at least wasn't the pan flute from Armageddon or the Spanish guitar from The Rock.
Yeah.
So it was more of a chorus thing. Great movie.
Yeah, the composer did the music for The Island, Bay's last movie, right? That was his last one.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. Maybe I'll put that and stick it in your queue one of these days.
Yeah, go for it. I'll do it the same week. Do it the same week I do Clonus.
Okay, that'll be awesome.
And I'll describe Clonus, and then you could
describe
the island.
all right, well, that's it. That's three movies. And so from me, you had three robot lubricants, and from Ralph, you had two robot lubricants.
There you go.
So there you go. Do you want to get on to the next segment?
Yeah, let's go ahead and stick it in your queue.
We came like babies.
Stick it in your queue.
That's the theme.
Now I'm going to have to find music that matches up with that. all right. Stick it in your queue. Let's, I forgot how we did this.
You went last week. You went first last week.
Okay, so.
But do you want to mix it up and have it be so,
it's easier. I think it's more fair this way.
Well, I was saying, maybe have it be you go first on this and I go first on the debate. So it's not always the same person? Okay.
Makes it easier to remember.
I'm going
to
go first.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about the best film of 2006.
Crank.
No, I'm going to talk about Brick, which was a close... Crank was a close third.
what was two?
Pirates.
Okay.
Pirates 2.
Okay.
Brick, which I've talked about a million times on the show, so if you've been listening and you haven't taken a step to put it in your queue... You haven't seen it? Put it in your queue and watch it. What the fuck?
Yeah, come on.
Jeez, quit ignoring me. it stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who you may remember as the kid from Third Rock from the Sun. Mm-hmm. It features lost tie-in Claire, as played by Emily DeRaven.
Okay.
And it's directed and written by Rian Johnson. It was super low-budget independent film. Mm-hmm. It deals with the main character, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, is a high school kid who's trying to get to the bottom of a mystery.
Yes.
And Brick, I think, dovetails nicely with last week's movie that I suggested, Big Lebowski. Because Big Lebowski is essentially a film noir story, like a detective story, like a Raymond Chandler or something, Philip Marlowe. And Brick is also essentially a detective story, a Raymond Chandler and Philip Marlowe. But what they both also share in common is that it's set against a different backdrop. And in the dude's case, he's not a private investigator, but he goes through all the troubles that a PI would go through in that story.
Yeah.
In Brendan's case, you don't get the feeling that he's done this specific thing before, but that he's been in enough scenarios that are kind of like this. And it's set against the backdrop of a high school.
Yeah.
So it's... we talked about it with Jorge, but not on the show. Jorge actually went to high school. Jorge Garcia went to high school with the writer-director of the film. And they did something in the talent show together when they were in high school.
What did they sing? That's right. I forget. I totally forget.
They sang a song together or something.
Oh, they sang a song, but it was something maybe questionable.
Oh, they did a skit. They did a Rowan and Martin skit.
That's
what it was. They did a skit from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, specifically Rowan and Martin. It's just the dialogue is super dense, and it might be tough to follow because there's a lot of slang, and in addition to that, there's a lot of made-up slang that he made up, you know, just for the film, which kind of helps give it this elevated approach. But the plot is really fascinating, and I was just blown away by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I mean,
he's
grown.
He's my pick for Madman, I think.
That's right. Ralph has often. I mean, you go round and round. You pick new people all the time. It's not like like Flint, where you've kind of stuck with one guy for a long time.
Yeah, but I changed that.
Did you?
Yeah. It's now. It's not Goldblum. It's
not Jeff Goldblum. Did he get too old?
Yeah, I think he's too old. But I'm thinking now it's Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn would be all right. I thought you were going to say Krasinski for some reason.
No.
Krasinski's too cute.
Nah, Vince Vaughn.
John Krasinski, by the way. So yeah, Brick. so check it out. Put it in your queue.
I give that one a robot lubricant.
Yeah, I would too. put it in your queue, and you can justify it by saying you want to see a movie with a lost star in it.
Yeah, and I was mentioning this to Ben before. Cliff, friends of Jane Jack, mentioned it on their podcast.
Yeah.
So that's two lost podcasts that have mentioned Brick as
what
a suggested movie. And if Jorge probably likes the movie because his buddy wrote and directed
it, you have to be obligated to.
It means you have to watch it.
Yeah. So stick it in your queue. And as always, if you stick something in your queue, give us a call.
And let us know what you thought.
Let us know
of
what
it.
You think and leave it on the listener line or send me an email and let me know what you think. I mean, I want to know if I'm steering people wrong, but I also want to know people. I want to hear people say, hey, I never had to stick that in my queue because I bought it the day it came out. You're totally right. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's Brick. Check it out.
Check it out. The movie I'm choosing this week is completely different than any of the movies that I've chosen previously.
That's
true. This is a movie, and I had mentioned this before. It stars, it's another Val Kilmer film.
That's funny.
And it is an awesome movie. One of my favorite comedies of all time. It is brought to you by the guys. Wait, I'm going to say it how it says on the poster.
Okay.
From the creators of the original Airplane, asterisks again, not the Wright brothers, comes to motion picture from Jim Abrams, David Zucker, and Jerry Zucker. It's a film called Top Secret! !
And I'm looking at the back cover as Ralph looks at the DVD, and that chick is sitting in the sand. It was hilarious.
If you guys are fans of Airplane or The Naked Gun or Airplane 2.
Right. Or Naked Gun.
Or like Hot Shots. Right. These are the same guys. Essentially what this movie is, it's kind of a mix of genres. It's their take on, let's say, Elvis musicals mixed with World War II resistance films.
Yeah, like Casablanca
It's like Casablanca meets Blue Hawaii.
Exactly.
And Val Kilmer plays an American pop star named Nick Rivers, who travels to Europe and gets caught up in the French resistance and ends up fighting Nazis. While all the I don't it's I can't even I don't even know if there's much plot other than that.
That's enough plot for what it is, because the whole time, the whole movie is going on, it's just wacky shit.
Yeah, slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
Playing sight gags. Sight gags. This movie I like so much that I dressed as one of the random characters from it.
Yeah.
For Halloween last year.
And oddly enough, didn't Mike try to dress as the same character?
Yes.
Like, okay, so here's this movie that came out in, like,
what? 1984.
Movie came out in 84. We don't watch it that often. It's not as popular as Airplane, yeah. Say. I mean, but we do love it, and Ralph has always been a big fan. And all of a sudden, the same Halloween, both you and Mike think about dressing as the same character who's kind of an obscure character in this movie.
Yeah, it's a complete obscure character.
I thought that was weird.
So, I don't know what else to say about it.
If you like
slapstick. I don't have any lost connections for it. Other than there is some scenes where the main female lead gets stranded on an island.
Exactly.
Much like Blue Lagoon.
You know, if you can handle that kind of movie, because I know, you know, like Jocelyn and Lisa are not fans of movies that aren't real.
Yeah.
And this movie is not real. But if you can watch a wacky comedy movie and you haven't seen Top Secret, put it in your queue, for crying out
loud.
You're
going to love it.
You're going to fucking laugh your ass off.
If you're a fan of Airplane, if you're a fan of the Naked Gun series, you guys are going to like Top Secret. Ben's looking at the back now. I just tossed it over there. He's just looking at it.
Just the back is making me laugh.
So check it out. Stick it in your queue.
Stick it in your queue. So that's two very different movies.
Yes.
But check them out.
Yes.
You'll have a fun weekend. All right. You want to get into the next segment, dude?
Okay, we're going to do the two-minute debate, and this is something that I am totally going to lose.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of confidence going into this one.
I don't.
But you feel strongly about it.
Well, yeah, I do feel strongly about it. Last week, I won 66-34 percentage-wise on milk.
So milk is good.
Yeah,
and I was wrong.
People tend to... Well, you're not wrong, just not as
you're
many people.
You're just an asshole.
You would get that reference if you...
If you followed my advice.
Last week. Stick it in your queue segment. And this week, I really don't have any confidence that I'm going to win this one.
Okay.
And I say we get into it, and we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll better my chances if I can get the final word in.
That's right. You can rebut my point.
Yes. I'm going to rebut. You're going to rebut my point.
Ah.
Dirty. Yeah. So this is what we're going to do, guys. Ben and I are going to debate
the Return of the Jedi. If you like Star Wars, you should like Return of the Jedi. It's the final chapter in the 3-6 movie arc, depending on whether or not you believe in the prequels. And it's an important part of the story. I mean, how could you tell the story of Darth Vader and just cut it off and not let me know what happens with him? He finds redemption at the end. Granted, it may not be enough redemption for killing all the younglings like he did, but it is still a major step. And that scene where he finally admits who he is and Luke takes his mask off is really, to me, the end of the Star Wars arc. In addition to that, we have some awesome stuff on Tatooine, Jabba's palace, where they send in about 30 Trojan horses to bust out of there. We also have a great space battle where they blow up another Death Star. Hey, blowing up one is good. Why not blow up another one? And Leia in the slave girl outfit is quite hot. So, in conclusion, I would have to say that Return of the Jedi is an awesome movie, and everyone should watch it and like it.
You didn't even get to the Ewoks. My problem with Return of the Jedi is the fact that you have this great story set up in The Empire Strikes Back, and you have all these rich characters, and it seems like they were all clipped of everything that made them interesting. Han Solo has nothing to do in this movie other than hang out with the Ewoks. The whole thing with the 30 Trojan horses at the beginning of Jabba's palace, you know, is something that gets my goat. Like, that's, you know, I don't need to see each individual character come into Jabba's palace one at a time. I think that could have left to a lot of the Vader storyline, which gets wrapped up pretty much within 5 minutes of screen time. I would love to see more of the Vader Luke conflict, which was definitely the highlight and climax of the second film. Return of the Jedi is not my favorite Star Wars movie whatsoever.
If you have an opinion on the 2-minute debate, shove it up your ass, fucker.
What? That's not how it works.
Oh, wait.
Out.
No. Don't do that. Go to dharmalars.net and go to the debate section, and you're free to vote.
As many times as you want.
Yeah, you see, I thought maybe we could lead them on that so they didn't keep doing that.
We'll see.
Vote however many times you want, as long as you only want to vote once.
Yes.
As long as it's a corona.
I don't know what that's from.
As long as you can have any beer you want, as long as it's a corona.
I don't know what that's from still.
Fast and the Furious. That's Vin Diesel offering a corona to Paul Walker.
Wow, he must be sandwich crazy.
I was at the bank. This is what I was going to tell you before we came back on. I was at the bank the other day, and they had a calculator on the desk, you know, where you fill out your deposit slips.
Yeah.
So I typed in boobies on the calculator, and I was like, I was going to take a picture of it with my cell phone and send it to you. And I thought, what am I doing?
Should have just sent me.
I could have sent you the word boobies in a text message.
Yeah.
But you know, some habits die hard. I want to give a shout out for Flight of the Conchords.
Do it.
Right, is anyone out there watching that show? Because
yes.
Watch it.
Okay.
Have we talked about that on here?
I don't think so.
I brought them up a couple of times. I know I've talked about the Flight of the Conchords, but they have a show on HBO now.
I recommend it as well.
It's hilarious, and you know, check it out. If you have HBO,
If you like Tenacious D and folk and New Zealand,
yeah, then you'll like these guys.
You'll like these guys.
One of them's in Eagle vs. Shark, which I'm going to go see tonight.
And in Outback Steakhouse commercials.
That's right. And the other one is in The Return of the King.
Oh.
My lady, we must go. He's an elf. So yeah, check out Flight of the Conchords if you have HBO. And if you have HBO on demand, check out the episodes that you missed because they're very funny.
Definitely.
And let us know what you think about the good old FOTC. Hey, maybe I'll send you like a MP3 and we can use it on one of the shows.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah.
You got any shout-outs you want to make?
American Gladiators going strong.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the semifinals right now.
This guy's spoiler-free on a 12-year-old show.
Hey, I'm following it. I'm following every episode.
Well, that's awesome that they're playing him in order, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that helps you.
ESPN Classic. If you guys have that station, you should check it out. I really don't have much to say. I mean, we talked a lot about movies. We talked a little bit about Return of the Jedi.
Just a little. Very briefly.
We talked about the shirts. We talked about the contest.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone for calling in last week.
Yes.
I know we made a bit of a vag out of ourselves the week before, but
yeah.
Everyone stepped up to the plate marvelously.
And thanks to the dude.
Thanks to the 7 calls in a row we got.
Yes.
You know who you are.
That was awesome.
Totally. Thank you. That was really cool.
Did you catch him?
Yeah.
Because you knew ahead of time?
Because you told me.
Okay.
And whoever was cracking on the Blogspot about that not being funny was wrong. Those were totally funny. do you want to just give out the contact info?
Yeah, because I need to head out and check out the ATM machine. And
But don't forget your PIN number.
I won't. contact info for the Dharmalars or the Lars.
Whichever ones you think we are, give us a call at 206-338-4261.
That's 206-338-4261.
Very nice, dude. He's got it memorized now.
Memorized because I just heard it 1 second ago.
It's in your short term.
If you don't feel like calling us, you can send us an email, dharmalars@gmail.com.
Send us
fun stuff. We love fun stuff.
Give us an attachment or
everyone
a funny joke.
Everyone sends us emails with just words.
Yeah.
Those are fun and all, but
it is.
Send us emails with like pictures or links to funny videos.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be like the most phenomenal picture. Like, hey, me and my friends did this weekend. Check out this crazy picture of this pizza we had. Fuck it, dude. Entertain me.
Yeah.
You know, we're right there on the internet.
Yeah. Visit us at dharmalars.net. We have changed the Blogspot over.
That's right. So you no longer really need to go to dharmalars.podcast.blogspot.com. Wait,
or
sorry.
Whatever it is.
You no longer need to go to dharmalarspodcast.blogspot.com.
We're going to save that page for the specific reason of posting our episodes. You can still go and comment on the episodes, but for those of you guys who missed Lost and missed Dharmalars, you can go to that same address, and it's our archives. It's every single last bit of anything that we've recorded and post it on the internet.
So it's kind of like a dumping ground for diamonds.
Yeah.
It's not a dumping
you
ground
for
shit.
You can go and listen to things we did over a year ago all the way till this episode you're listening to right now.
But if
all the links, all the links are there. You can right click and save them right onto your desktop.
There you go. But you know what? I went on FilmScore Monthly podcast.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find one called Plagiarism. Did it have like a different title? Maybe.
I'll have to look it up. But
okay.
It's. I mean, they only do a podcast once a month, and it was like within the last 3 months.
That's weird. It must. It must be just a different title.
Look for a clever title then.
Because Ralph and I were talking about composers plagiarizing themselves and others.
Yeah.
And he recommended that particular episode of that podcast, and I didn't get a chance to check.
There's
it out
a clever
yet.
Title. I'll post that on our MySpace page.
Okay.
Also, a quick shout out to myself. If you guys have listened to this, go to my personal MySpace page or look at some Darmalar's bulletins. I have designed a shirt up on threadless.com,
oh,
and I would
right.
like for you to vote for me.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go as far as to say, if you're listening to this on iTunes, click on the album art and vote for me.
Right on.
So please, 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 if you're listening to this and that voting is still up, please do that for me. It would be awesome.
There you go.
And I'll have more of those shirt designs coming soon.
So it's threadless.com is a website where randos, anyone really, can design a shirt. And then if enough other randos say, hey, that's a cool shirt idea, then they make a t-shirt out of it.
Yeah. Randos being random people.
Yes. Oh, that's another reference, really.
Yeah.
We should. One of us will put that and stick it in your queue sooner or later. And then you'll know what it comes from. So until now, that's a rando teaser.
Yes, it is.
Dot, dot, dot. We sent the email. We sent the you can check at
myspace.com/darmalar.
There you go. And now we're good.
shopsalmon8.com.
Get a t-shirt.
Get a t-shirt. That golden ticket's still out there, guys.
Yep.
And that's all I have. Oh,
shoot.
Never mind.
Now you
Let's
know.
Let's continue with the show.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. All right. Well, that's it, guys. Have fun this 4th of July. Stay safe and sane. You know, God bless America, the greatest country in the world. So,
yeah, this is our Independence Day episode.
We didn't even mention it.
It up.
What are you going to do for Independence Day?
I'm going to go to your parents' house.
There we go. Now we talked about it.
All right.
We're going to go to my parents' house and have a barbecue and shoot off fireworks in one of the only cities where they're still legal. Woo. And eat a lot of hot dogs and take our tops off. Everyone else, I hope you have a good 4th of July out there. And I'm going to close it out, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I'm still trying to think of what I was supposed to do, but I think I might just blurt one out.
Okay, fair enough. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Larsta la vista.
Have we not met? That's all I got.
All right, guys.
Stick it in your queue.
Go ahead and you all Americans, everybody.
Lars.
Yo, this is Chris from Connecticut, and you are listening to the Lars podcast, and I prefer soy milk. Booyah. Hey, what's up, Ralph and Finn? This is Dre calling out of L.A., and I am here to report on my movie situation that went down this last Saturday. I spent all day with my best friend at the movie. We were supplied with coconut rum and pineapple juice. So, we went, the first movie we went to go see was, I believe, The Fantastic Four, which was cool. I actually liked it. I didn't like, spoiler, cut it down for about 10 seconds, starting now. I didn't like the fact that Galactus was just a puff of smoke or whatever. But hey, what can you do? Okay, so I guess 10 seconds is up now. So, but, you know, overall, I could see they could go with their own little, you know, Silver Surfer movie and all that stuff. And, I mean, it was cool. It was cool. The other one was, of course, Die Hard. I've seen Die Hard. That shit was banging. You know what I'm saying? I actually liked it. A lot of coincidences and all this other stuff. And, but shit, it's Die Hard. But I might be wrong, but I didn't get a yippee-ki-yay motherfucker in there. You know, just for that, I should give it a thumbs down. But it was cool, whatever. So, I mean, you know. Unless we just walked out of there early, it probably was a yippee-ki-yay at the end, somewhere during the credits. But, yeah, that was cool. I like that. The last one, actually, well, the one I passed out on, because, you know, I got off of work and didn't sleep before going to the movie, it was Evan Almighty. It was funny on the parts that I woke up and saw. Wanda Sykes was funny in there, she, you know, and good to see John Goodman in movies again. But for the parts I was up on, it was a cool movie. I just didn't like the end part, spoiler, about them doing the whole 40-year-old virgin dance at the end type of thing. It made too many references to 40-year-old virgin in the movie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But that's all I got. I'm going to go see Transformers. Oh my God, I should have went to go see that today. But I didn't. I'm about to listen to you guys' last podcast. I hear that you got a lot of listener feedback on the Law Line, you know what I'm saying? The Law Line. All right, you guys, take it easy. All right, please.
Double R's, Transformers.